Support by Anchorage, Alaska. From the Coastal Trail to Kincaid Park, Flattop, Powerline Pass, and more. There are plenty of places for a weekend hike or an exciting mountain biking excursion. Exploring your home state is the COVID-safe way to enjoy the summer.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Mary Simon has become the first Indigenous leader to be sworn in as Canada's Governor General. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, a ceremony took place in Ottawa on Monday.
The 73-year-old Simon, a prominent Inuk leader and former ambassador, has held several key roles in promoting Inuit culture. She has also been a social, environmental, and human rights advocate and negotiator. She now becomes Canada's 30th Governor General, representing Queen Elizabeth as head of state.
Where we gather here today is of enormous significance to me. 39 years ago, when this was the Government Conference Center, I worked with other Indigenous leaders and First Ministers to have our rights affirmed in the Constitution of Canada. That moment made this one possible.
In her first comments as Governor General, Simon talked about reconciliation for Canada's Indigenous people, the urgent crisis of climate change and its impact, and pledged to be an advocate for equality and mental health. She said she would strive to hold together the tension of the past with the promise of the future in a wise and thoughtful way. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said he expects Simon to use her unique experience and perspective to help steer Canada's future.
This is a big place. This is a diverse place. And so we need people like Ms. Simon, because we need people who build bridges and bring us together.
Simon also becomes the commander of Canada's armed forces, will grant royal assent so bills can become law. She will also play a key role in minority governments when it comes to issues of confidence and the calling of elections. She is expected to serve for 5 years. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
The last stop by Lemmy Carvers on their way to Washington, D.C. is in Michigan Tuesday. They've been on a journey with a totem pole, raising awareness of Indigenous issues and sacred site protection from development. Line 5 pipelines run under the Straits of Mackinac and have spilled oil. Bay Mills Indian Community Executive Council President Whitney Gravel says they rely on the Straits for commercial and subsistence fishing.
Our Anishinaabe teachings, our creation stories, our history here are all tied to the Straits area. It is literally one of the centerpieces for cultural contact and interaction for thousands of years.
Gravel says treaty rights are put at risk by Line 5, and her community has been engaged in efforts for years against the pipelines, in legislative and policy arenas, and on a grassroots level.
Our tribal citizens have been extremely active and involved in these grassroots organized movements in order to raise awareness not only about Line 5, but on the numerous effects that we're seeing from climate change, pollution, or other environmental degradation across the state of Michigan.
The totem stopping in Michigan's Upper Peninsula before heading to Washington, D.C., where a rally is planned on the National Mall. The chief of Oregon's Coquille Indian tribe has died. Dawn Ivey had been battling cancer for the past 7 months before passing away at the age of 70 last week. Forest scientist Bob Zyback says Ivey was a tribal scholar and the two had worked on projects together.
We worked mostly on historical materials related to the Coquille tribe, and his legacy will be the tribe's history and his efforts to assemble that.
Coquille Tribal Chair Brenda Mead called Ivy a source of wisdom and kindness for his people. Ivy served as chief since 2014. A memorial service is planned in September. A special election will be held to choose his successor. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation, with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This reminder to get your COVID-19 vaccination is provided by the Association of American Indian Physicians and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, who support this show. Info at aaip.org or cdc.gov/coronavirus.
Support by BNSF Railway, proudly supporting the nation's economy by moving the goods that feed, supply, and power communities across the country. More at bnsf.com/tribal relations.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.